The TED Talk was about not labeling people as solely male or female. Biological sex is a spectrum. It's not black and white. All other characteristics of the human body have infinite differences, like your hair, your height, even what shape nose you have. So why is biological sex the only thing that has two options? Emily, the host, shares personal experiences as an intersex individual. She talks about how so many young intersex people are lied to and kept in the dark about their own bodies. As they get older and integrate more into society, these individuals start to feel shame on not fitting in perfectly to what everyone thinks is male and female. They're not female enough, or they're too girly. They're not man enough, or they're too manly. They go through emotional harm as well as physical, with most intersex individuals undergoing some sort of procedure to correct their bodies. I found the statistics that were given really interesting. The fact that there are over 150 million intersex people, which is the same amount of genetic redheads in the world, that's 2% of the entire world population. And the statistic that Emily's chances of getting testicular cancer as an intersex person is actually lower than a perfectly healthy woman with no genetic predisposition or risk factors getting breast cancer. I liked that Emily shared how many things decide biological sex, which pretty much shows just how much of a spectrum it is. 7 specific traits were mentioned: chromosomes, hormone production, hormone response, internal organs, external organs, secondary sex characteristics, and gonads, which all vary a lot. Even people's classic distinction of what biologically makes you man or woman, which is the XY or XX chromosome, varies a lot. Like we have talked about in class, there are people with one sex chromosome with 3 or more. There is no easy black or white way to decide biological sex for most people. Society decides, not the individual or even the science.